This is WCRB in concert at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum and New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. Tonight we'll take you to two of Boston's most beautiful landmarks. First, the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, a mansion built in the style of a 15th century Venetian palace. That's where we'll sample a recital of Beethoven violin sonatas with Isabel Faust and Alexander Melnikov. Then I'll whisk you down the Avenue of the Arts to New England Conservatory, where Boston's unconducted chamber orchestra, A Far Cry, presents a concert titled Memory, music by Mozart, Elgar, and Tchaikovsky. That's all coming up on WCRB in Concert. I'm Alan McClellan. First, Beethoven from the Gardner. The Gardner Museum is one of the most unique venues in Boston. Isabella Stewart Gardner had her Italian mansion built to house her collection of priceless masterpieces from around the globe. The museum opened to the public in 1903, and since 2012, it has a new wing with a uniquely designed concert hall for presenting artists from around the world, the kind of intimate encounters that Mrs. Gardner always loved. German violinist Isabel Faust and Russian pianist Alexander Melnikov have been playing together as a duo for 13 years. My colleague Kathy Fuller asked them if there might be anything they'd want to ask Beethoven about the violin sonatas if they had a chance.
Well, I think the most interesting thing would be to hear him play.
Yeah, exactly. Sit down and play this. Yeah, that's what it is.
Now you play and show us how you actually want, because this kind of improvisational freedom they would naturally have back then, and he would for sure be one of the craziest, I guess. That's not something you explain, really. If you listen to it, I think that would be the biggest lesson.
Here they are, violinist Isabel Faust and pianist Alexander Melnikov with Beethoven's 4th Violin Sonata on WCRB in Concert at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum.
Thank you.
Violinist Isabel Faust and pianist Alexander Melnikov. Beethoven's fourth violin sonata at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. It's WCRB in concert. I'm Alan McClellan. Later on in the program, we'll hear these two with Beethoven's last violin sonata. But right now, let's head down to New England Conservatory for a concert by the Chamber Orchestra, A Far Cry. A Far Cry chose memory as the theme for this concert because they wanted to celebrate the memory of 10 successful years together. And they also tried something new, a complete performance of Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings from memory, made for an utterly thrilling performance at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. A Far Cry has managed to conjure up the perfect amalgam of musical skill, interpretive insight, enthusiasm, and camaraderie, and it's become one of the most important pillars of Boston's musical life. I was there at Jordan Hall for this performance, and I must say there was an electricity in the air that you don't often feel at classical concerts. First, let's hear Mozart's Serenata Notturna, a nighttime serenade written in 1776 when the United States was busy declaring independence. I asked violinist Megamie Lewis about the significance of this piece for the anniversary celebration of A Far Cry.
Well, we think of it kind of as a party piece. It's just so fun, and we have the four soloists, two violins, a viola, and double bass. We get to bring in timpani, which adds to the party atmosphere, and we do a bunch of improvising in this piece, which is really fun, too. So it's a little different each time we play it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mozart's Serenata Notturna, music written for an unknown special event in Salzburg in 1776 and played by a far cry at NEC's Jordan Hall. It was a milestone in the life of this conductorless chamber orchestra, its 10th anniversary. I'm Alan McClellan. You're listening to WCRB In Concert. Remember, you can hear this concert again on demand when you visit our website, classicalwcrb.org. You can also find our complete broadcast schedule there, WCRB's podcast, The Answered Question, as well as a link to more information about A Far Cry. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. Later in the program, we'll return to the Gardner Museum for Beethoven with violinist Isabella Faust and pianist Alexander Melnikov. But stay tuned now for Elgar's Introduction and Allegro and Tchaikovsky's Serenade from Memory, with A Far Cry coming up on WCRB In Concert.